Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back, folks, and we have an open hour. We want to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Free to talk about anything that you'd like to talk about today. So let's get it started. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it. Just had a few things to say. The mandate is just more Democratic control. They leap on anything to divert from the horrible results of the Biden administration. The border couldn't be in worse shape. Letting a million people through without even checking them for COVID and all that only spreads it. And then they want to mask us, mask the people that are vaccinated. What's the vaccination for? So we got, the version from the giant train robbery, which is called the stimulus bill, which, is the $1 trillion. People don't understand that if you laid a $100 bill end on end for a mile, that's $1 million. Every 1,000 miles is $1 billion. $1 trillion is 46 times around the earth. So, people don't understand what kind of mindless spending and putting that our pressure on our dollar, which is now down about 25%. So everybody that spends about $10,000 a year is actually going to spend more money, about 25% more money because of this stimulus. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Well, Mike, what's even worse is that now a lot of the monies that were distributed to schools around the country in order to make it safer for our kids to go back to school, when the question is asked of them as to how they spent the money, the stories are really confusing. And obviously, the prioritization among school systems are really different than the prioritization of taxpayers. And I know parents want their kids back in school. I think we're now on day five in Chicago where they're not going to be back, although they received hundreds of millions of dollars to prepare their schools. And what they're finding out is they spent it on a lot of lofty, idealistic programs that have much to do about nothing, and instead of a lot to do about getting our kids back in school in a safe and secure environment. That's got to be frustrating as well.
That's for sure. Well, listen, I appreciate your work, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, how you doing, my friend?
Thank you, Cheryl. Good to be back with you. Quickly, with
you're
that
feeling,
last gentleman.
That feeling
last
good?
Gentleman, yeah, I'm doing much better, thank you. Thank you very much for thinking of me. Bless you, my friend.
Are you a Georgia Bulldog fan?
I'm a diehard Saints fan, I can tell you that. I was in Tulane Stadium September of 67 when Gilliam ran the kickoff back.
I was right there with you, my friend, but I knew
remember
that.
Remember Al Hurd played when the Saints go marching in?
Played when the Saints go marching in. And actually, if I remember correctly, there was a hot air balloon over
That's
the
right.
stadium that day. Yep. So, David, so the Bulldogs win national championship first time since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to them, for sure. Go ahead, David.
Okay, the last gentleman said something about it's a government mandate. Look, I go out occasionally. I don't want to get into an elevator with someone who's not vaccinated or not wearing a mask. This new virus is very highly super contagious. And the government, the Constitution of the United States gives government the right to promote the general welfare. You promote the general welfare by mandating certain people get vaccinated or wear a mask. So to me, it's a cut and dry issue. I don't have the right to drive drunk. It would be ludicrous to say.
But David, let me interrupt you one right here. Part of the problem is, and you know where I've been on this issue, is looking at the science. And now they're saying that as it relates to Omicron, cloth masks, not of much value at all.
I have N95.
Vaccine, not of much value. So when we do these mask mandates, you know, it would seem to me we might be better served if we said KN95 or, you know, or an N95. Those seem to be the ones that are going to make significant difference. All others, maybe not so much.
Jim,
this is coming from the CDC. I mean, you know.
I want to talk politics in a minute, but, you know, a few weeks ago, you and a gentleman were discussing these electric vehicles, and that's where the country's headed, no doubt about it. What happens in a hurricane when everybody runs out of gas on the interstate in a traffic jam? You know, I'm always looking for new investments, and I'm totally blind, but I get my news with speech software, thanks to the National Federation of the Blind. There was an article in the New York Times business section a few weeks ago. This is marvelous technology, and this is very, very doable. Did you know there's new technology that could put charging devices under the roadway? You could be driving down the I-10 headed to Baton Rouge while your electric vehicle is being charged while you're headed on down the highway. Now, that's incredible technology. And, you know, speaking of technology, there was an article, again, I think it was in the New York Times.
Look, there's a lot of incredible technology out there. The question is, can we afford it? We can't afford to maintain our own interstate system now.
Well, but look,
much less putting the technology underneath concrete that will generate friction that actually helps charge these batteries. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, maybe it will happen. And, you know, look, I remember when electronic calculators were very expensive. Now you can buy them for like $4.95.
Well, that was in 1970-something.
Okay, and, you know, one other thing. There's something called a quantum computer. The Chinese have a head start on us, but certain companies like Google and Honeywell and Microsoft, they're working on quantum computers. They gave this quantum computer a problem in China to solve. It took 3 minutes. If that very same problem were given to the world's most sophisticated, quickest, fastest computer, it would take 10,000 years to solve that very same problem. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. When you were sheriff of Jefferson Parish and you had a report that the Gretna Courthouse was under attack, police officers were being beaten with flagpoles, fire extinguishers, would you watch it on TV or would you take action? Now, you took an oath of office, and I'm saying you in general. I know you would certainly do the responsible thing, no doubt about that. But if someone were in that position, as the president of the United States was, would you watch it on TV and gloat? And when your daughter runs in and says, "Daddy, please do something about this," you go back and rerun and watch it and gloat. Now, that's a violation of your office. That is a federal felony. Should the president be criminally prosecuted, in your opinion, President Donald John Trump?
Well, first off, I think he was wrong to delay in going out there. But whether or not he has a legal obligation to do so as opposed to a moral obligation is really the question. And
there is a law that says you cannot, you must take action. I can't quote the exact part of the law, but there is a, Lawrence Tribe has said it many times on MSNBC, there is a provision of federal law, evidently, that President Trump clearly violated. It's a felony punished by 20 years in prison.
Well, but let me say this, okay? If that's in fact the case, then when there were the George Floyd protests and riots around, and he went in and tried to do something and was prevented from doing same, then that law should apply to those that prevented him from trying to do something. And that was not the case. So I think it's a matter of convenience that a lot of these legal pundits are saying, and these are ideologues that are saying what they're saying for the purposes of perpetuating this Democratic scheme relative to the president. I think he was wrong. I think he was wrong holding a rally that day. I think all of those that participated were selling a pig and a poke. This constitutional republic was never set up where one individual, namely the vice president, could eliminate the outcome, the results of an election. When you think of all the safeguards and the balance of powers, provisions, and protections that we have, why would they allow that to happen? But there are those that went down that road, and I think they were goofy for doing it. I think they were idiots for doing it, quite frankly.
I think they should get.
The reality is that we were selling a pig and a poke. Now, stupidity is not illegal. If that was the case, we would be spending gobs of money on prison cells.
But violence is illegal.
Yeah, violence is illegal, but I don't know that this particular law that people are referring to is as easy connecting the dots as some folks think it is. Because if it is, as I said before, when he tried to exercise that power to prevent damage being done to federal buildings and alike across this country, then there should not have been an impediment. If it's as sacrosanct as everybody wants to believe that it is. But it's not. And as much as we want to say, the building of Congress is a building. And it's no different than the administration of law, the administration of justice in a federal courthouse. And I know we try to draw that distinction, and people have called me out for it, but there's no difference.
Well, you know, I can't explain or condone other acts of violence. I condemn all of it. And when I think of the men and women who gave their life in the ultimate sacrifice to establish this country so we could have free elections from the time of the Revolutionary War, and this group of neo-Nazi, fascist, racists like the Proud Boys were essentially trying to overturn and essentially erase the sacrifices they made to establish an authoritarian government, it makes my blood boil. And I think even death sentence should be issued because police officers died as a consequence. This was an act of revolution. This was treason and sedition. And I think even the ultimate punishment should be considered for these people convicted and comforted the people who committed those crimes.
Well, you know, I think sedition is a little bit of a strong word. I don't really believe that Trump himself ever said that he wanted folks to overthrow the authority or the state at that
point.
Well,
he shouldn't stop it.
And that's the problem. What was he, you know, look, I mean, we can argue this till the cows come home. I mean, the fact of the matter, half of those people that were in the building at that point in time didn't even know what was going on anywhere else. So, I mean, the reality is that there were failures on all fronts from a security standpoint. They had intelligence information. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. We deal with this stuff all the time. And I wanted a commission. I wanted a commission to bring everybody in front of it, including Nancy Pelosi, the leaders of the House, leaders of the minority party on both sides, and have everybody go under oath. Because then and only then will we know what the ultimate truth is, and then let everybody suffer the consequences of their actions.
Right.
But
that's
not what we're going to get. Why? Because there are people on both sides of the aisle that have, what, culpability. It's not as clean. It's not as clean as some people want everybody to believe.
And there are people like Steve Bannon, Mark Meadows, defying the will of the people, a congressional subpoena. Now, you don't have to agree with the duties.
They have every right to assert whatever they believe their legal protections are, and they have to suffer the consequences of same.
But they should also abide by the dictates of the Congress of the United States representing the people. Yeah, they have a right. They may very well go to jail. You would admit it's illegal to defy a subpoena. You could be sent to jail for that.
You heard me say they suffer the consequences of their actions. And you know, if we want to give Congress the power of this oversight to conduct these independent investigations, then, you know, every one of those guys and gals up there suffer the consequences, whether they like it or not. They're the ones that perpetuated this authority.
This is cut and dry, that defying and breaking the law by not honoring the subpoena.
I've said it all along. Let's keep it simple, stupid, because the more that we do so and we don't try and complicate this issue, the more people that actually will suffer the consequences of their actions. But what we're doing is we're engaging in overreach to try and curry some political leverage of a future election. And any time that we're engaged in that, we lose sight of what our justice system is all about.
Richard Nixon said the American people have a right to know if their president is a crook.
I think
the American people should know what happened, and everyone should cooperate and abide by the law. Sheriff?
And I believe that there should be an investigation of Hunter Biden. But do I believe it's going to happen?
That's fine with me, too. And I thank you for the time you gave me.
I don't believe it's going to happen. We will be right back. 504-260-1870. Give us a shout. Open lines. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back and we have an open hour for you. We want to hear anything that you want to say on any topic. And we've been talking about the election reform bills that have been brought by the Democrats, and they're talking about doing away with the Senate filibuster. And the president travels to Atlanta today, and a lot of the folks advocating for this bill said, don't come unless you actually have an operative plan that's going to work in the past of this bill. And it seems as though he may end up talking about a carve-out of the filibuster for voting rights bills or otherwise. We're not sure. Let's go to Walt on line three. Walt, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff, but I'm talking about something different. Okay. I am having what I call, and my doctors call, latent effects of the vaccine. I think there should be a clearinghouse number where people can call in and list some of the negative things that have happened to them, probably because of the vaccine. I will go over some of these really quick. Right off the back, within a few weeks, I had terrible stiffness of the joints. I could hardly move. I thought I had a torn rotator cuff. MRI was negative. Those shoulder joints still kill me. Extreme body pain came on about 3 months after that. That lasted for almost 3 months. I'm talking about pains like people were stabbing me all over, night and day. Oxycodone, a very strong painkiller, didn't touch it. Didn't touch it. It has just now gotten a lot better, and it's been almost a year since my first two shots. Now, the last 2 months, I've developed a body rash, which two dermatologists and my doctor have no idea what's causing it, though they all agree it's probably a latent effect from the vaccine. You never hear about the negatives of the vaccine because you're hearing how wonderful it is and it's going to save everybody. But in the meantime, you have people like myself and my doctors say, others too, who are going through torturous situations because of the vaccine. Why can't they have a clearinghouse so people could call in and say, this is my problem? Let's see if others will call in and start talking about similar problems.
Actually, I will ask Dr. Cantor that on Thursday. I actually know someone else who has this this body rash issue that you're talking about, and no one can explain what it is and where it's from.
Exactly.
And there has
That's what
been
they're saying.
There has been no medication given thus far that rids this individual of the rash.
No, and it itches. I thought it was eczema, seborrhea, psoriasis, one of these famous ones, and he said, absolutely not. We've seen this before in others. We don't know how to treat it. Rub your body down with cortisone. You can only do that for so long because that's a steroid, and you can only use steroids for so long. But in the meantime, other topical things will help with the itching, which is what drives you crazy at night. And this is some of the latent effects of the vaccine, and we don't know further down the line what else could happen to us.
Have you had COVID, Walt?
I just got finished with what I'm considered the Omicron variable. It didn't affect any of my my breathing or anything like that, but I had other people who were diagnosed with it, and it was the same thing as me.
But you didn't have COVID early onset then?
No, never did.
This is the first time you've had it.
That Omicron was the only thing, and it was a bit, very, very tiredness for about
look,
2 weeks.
We should have a curiosity about the latent effects of the vaccine.
I totally agree, but I've heard no one talk about it, or at least at Clearinghouse. It's as if they don't want to hear any negativity.
And we'll try and find out because, and I have to tell you, in all honesty, I've read some articles about it, but I do not recall there being a clearinghouse where people can call in and provide information as to what they are feeling. And the reason I asked if you had COVID before all of this came on was that there are a significant number of studies talking about long COVID and some of the same effects people are having with long COVID, but you say you didn't have it, so it the most likely place to look is going to be the vaccine, right?
And I'm sure the vaccine helped me not getting it, but I'm not taking the booster. I just don't trust it.
Yeah. And I think everybody's got to make the decision for themselves, and that's what I've said all along. You know your body, and your physician knows your body better than anyone, and you know what what's going on that's odd and what's not better than it.
That's
than,
for sure.
Anyone else. And this Omicron variant is presenting things in a much different fashion. And the strategies deployed early onset, I firmly believe, maybe are not the same strategies that need to be deployed this time. Thankfully, thus far, most elected leaders are no longer on the lockdown train.
Thank goodness.
And I hope that that's not where we're going next, because I think what has been proven by the empirical data is that they're not as successful as once thought, and obviously have totally destroyed economies and people's lives and businesses and otherwise. Walt, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheriff, good morning. Good afternoon. How are you, amigo?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to talk about this article that appeared on Sunday's newspaper concerning the district attorney of Orleans Parish, okay, where he says all of his promises have been kept. Well, what do we do with thugs that commit crimes over and over and over all around the city? They get caught, they get put in jail or some type of juvenile home, and their bail is so low that it's pathetic, and 24 hours or 48 hours later, they're out in the street again to do the same thing over and over and over again. So how is it that we want to clean up Orleans Parish and not take severe action against thugs? Can somebody please explain that to me, mainly the district attorney's office? What is he doing about that? And do the citizens of Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish consider that to be a slap in their face?
Well, I think you raise a good point, and it's going to be individuals like yourself that are going to be screaming at the top of their lungs about this that are going to affect change. And demand information, and looking at recidivism rates, looking at the records of the individuals that have been released on previous charges that are in fact conducting and involved in criminal activity today. And unfortunately, most people are not very forthright with this information. Hopefully this new city council will have a different approach. Oliver Thomas is in charge of the Criminal Justice Committee. I hope that he comes on this show. And I will ask him as to whether or not he favors the release of this information so the public can judge for themselves as to whether or not these policies are, in fact, working. Because they keep saying that what they're doing is going to lead to a safer community. And my response is, prove it. Prove it. And the only way you can prove it is by sharing this information and being completely and totally transparent. Anything less, in my view, is not acceptable. But that's just my view. That's just my opinion. I think everyone else has to ask themselves, do they feel safer? And do they want to know this information? Because if these policies truly work, I'm all in. I'm all in. They'll convince me. I'll look at the data. If the data supports what they say, I'm in. Because I think everybody would be in, right? I don't believe it. And I don't. And the experts that I've, you know, have followed over the years, many of whom are Democrats, they don't believe it either. But I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. But I want to see the data. But don't hide the data from me and just tell me that you feel like the community is safer, because anytime you start a statement with "I feel," we're in trouble. We're not being honest. It's subjective.
Well,
it's not objective.
We're in trouble now. We are in trouble now, Sheriff.
Look, but we get what we deserve. We elected him. The voters of the city of New Orleans elected him. The voters of the cities of New Orleans elected Susan Hudson, who believes the appropriate size of the jail should be 500. You get what you deserve. They, you know, the voters in New York elected D.A. Bragg, who's talking about prosecuting little or no one and incarcerating little or no one. They get exactly what they deserve. Don't go crying in the streets when your brother, sister, kid, spouse, and others are murdered. Go sit on the doorstep of his office and scream at the top of your lungs, because you deserve what you get. You vote these people in.
Well, if you notice, and the problem here is that whenever someone starts hollering out of their lungs, the word racist comes out.
Oh, they're going to try and Carlos, you're going to be canceled, my friend. You will be canceled. Because if you're not buying into this social justice mantra that's going on, count on it, you're going to be canceled. They will attempt to cancel
you. But before I get canceled, they will hear. They will hear what I have to say. Oh, for that matter, anyone here in this surrounding committee, whether it be Jefferson Parish or Orleans Parish, why is it that we're allowing people from out of state to live here a few years and all of a sudden they are the masters of what this city needs? They are the masters, or they're the gods, or they're the martyrs of what this city needs or this community needs.
See, Carlos, your problem is you're just not woke, my friend. If you were woke, you would understand all of this.
Yep.
But I'd like to know how woke everyone else is when that gun is, when they're looking down the gun of the barrel of a non-millimeter. You're woke, but not in that way. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To kind of further what Carlos was saying, Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore last month faulted California's zero bail policy with returning 14 suspected smash and grab looters back to the streets. All they did was rob 11 different places of business. They stole $338,000 worth of merchandise and more than $40,000 in property damage. And what does Progressive DA George Gascon say? Well, we're going to visit with law enforcement agencies and see what we can charge these individuals with. Interesting. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how are you? Well, no, I wanted to talk about this election, but I was going to say this. The politicians, they want to say what sounds good, but it's not a reality. That's about the crime. And about the insurrection, that was one day. It didn't last 4 years of war or anything. It lasted one day. And they're the only ones that are keeping this up and keeping it going. It was terrible, and they could fix it. It was one day. So let's just deal with it. They should be able to deal with this. They can't deal with the board. This is something they can deal with. Let's see what they can do instead of putting us through all of this and doing their jobs, not doing their jobs.
Well, I'm not sure about is what is everyone complaining about. The investigation continues. They've charged over 700 individuals, 200 of which they've charged with resisting arrest. And all the while, the same folks that are saying that they should be prosecuted on this resisting arrest charge, they are embracing progressive DAs around the country that are refusing to prosecute resisting arrest charges in the big cities across this country. It's just, I find it interesting. I find it interesting that when it comes to the safety and security of congressional members, they're all in. They want to lock them up and throw away the key. But everyone else, those policies, they're going to work. You're going to be safer. In fact, the police are going to be safer when you don't prosecute people for resisting arrest and battery on a police officer. The police are going to be safer. Makes sense, right? I can connect that dot.
Yeah, it's very simple. We just got to get rid of all the noise and get the reality, and that's tough to do. It sounds good.
All right, Nick, thank you. Appreciate the call, man. Have a great week. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Larry.
One question I have for the politicians is, years ago when they started selling us gambling, we're going to have money for the schools, money for the police, money for the streets, and it's not going to affect our people. I want to know, we have more people in the state that make below the poverty line than above it. How many of these people are losing what little money they have at the casinos? That money leaves here. It's never spent at a hardware store. It's never spent at a grocery store. It goes to some other state. Can they track to where this money's coming from? And don't tell me it's all coming from tourists, because the tourists don't all come here to gamble. So what has gambling done for us in Louisiana is what I want to know.
Well, we can find out, and I'll try and get that information. But just hold on. Because things are going to get better, because whatever failures are with the taxes that were generated by gaming, we're going to make up for it when we legalize marijuana. So just be patient. Just be patient.
Well, not only that,
exhibit a little patience, because when we legalize marijuana,
all
problems are going away, monetary and otherwise. We will have no problem, no crime, no poverty, no homelessness. Housing will be affordable. It's going to be.
What we going to do?
It's going to be nirvana, baby, nirvana. I can't wait.
You and I are going to both put flowers on our head and dance down the street in a pair of Speedos, okay? When that happens,
that's
going to
be pretty butt ugly for sure, on my end anyway. But that's what it's going to be, nirvana. Nirvana is on the way. We made one attempt before, not so sure it worked, but we got another one. We got another situation coming down the pike. And as soon as the feds wake up and smell the roses and legalize marijuana across this country, all issues are going away. Actually, maybe even foreign policy issues. We may be smoking doobies with the Ruskies before it's all said and done. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. We're back, and Scoot's up next. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, I have written an open letter to New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, and it's concerning crime and the crime wave in New Orleans and fear. And it's just my honest impression of what needs to be said. So we'll talk about that. Also, New Orleans has reinstated the indoor mask mandate. This is ahead of Mardi Gras and the carnival season. And there's a talk about, some things that might change between now and then. And I'm hoping that the COVID variant, Omicron, is just so widespread that enough people get it, enough people get over it to where this is kind of gone by Mardi Gras, and I think we've got 7 weeks until Mardi Gras, so that's good news. Also, a man receives a pig's heart. A man, the first person to receive a pig's heart, so we're going to look for some punchlines on that. And also...
yeah. And some bumper music.
Yeah, oh yeah, I think so too. And speaking of bumper music, we're going to sprinkle this through the show, but mainly in the 3 o'clock hour, I want to focus on power ballads. These power ballads that were done by bands that were really considered heavy rock, heavy metal rock, and yet their biggest songs were these power ballads. And I wondered if this kind of gave people a reason to like these heavy metal bands because they like the power ballad, and if the fans of these bands resented the bands doing a power ballad. Oh, man, they sold out. That's a ballad. but many of the songs were huge. So we'll talk about that.
You have me all confused now. I'm going to have to listen, figure this out.
Okay. Well, that's the key, right?
That's the key, absolutely. Scoot's up next. Got a great lineup. Stay tuned. We'll see you again tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.